growing up with Hayes in central Borneo, has awakened Sumarni Laman to live in a more sustainable way. In this episode, we'll learn gardening from her.
Welcome to Hikari Project, a podcast to master English and Japanese, with Minoru, the English enthusiast and Japan lover. It's okay to make mistakes, but not self-doubt.
Recently, people are stuck at their homes, and gardening is getting popular. It's proven to make people happier. Haven't started gardening like me? Let's find out how with my friend who is plants geek. Join me in welcoming Shu!
Hi Shu!
Hello Nuru, long time not talk to you.
Yeah, it's such a long time. It's been 2 years, yeah? Since our
almost 2 years.
Anyway, could you introduce yourself for the listeners?
Yeah, hello everyone. My name is Sumarni Laman. You can call me Shu. I'm a Dayak Ngaju tribe, and yeah, belong to the indigenous Dayak Ngaju tribe, and now I'm living in Palangkaraya. I'm a student also right now.
Oh, so you're taking your post degrees or something?
Yeah, I'm taking my master's degree now.
Oh, great to hear that. What major?
Government and public policy now. I wanted to learn about communications and then how to deal with the stakeholder and work with the community. Yeah, like that.
Oh, cool. I saw that you are so passionate about plants, you know.
Yeah.
Can you tell me your relationship with plants?
Yeah, because something that maybe people have to know that I'm indigenous Dayak Ngaju. Indigenous is people that living have a long history in one of territory, which is in Borneo. And then we as the indigenous have a very deep connections with natures. Yeah, we like living side by side with nature, and that's why I have these attractions to forest, to plants, to animal. Yeah, and right now I wanted to learn more about my root, and yeah, learn about the wisdom here, especially about the plants that can herbal. Yeah, uh-huh. Especially herbal.
Plants some herbal?
Yeah, I do. I have mint. I have also traditional. A herbal here, we call it bawang dayak. It's like onion, but it's not onion. I know. Anyway, it's not an onion, but it's a very good herb that we usually use to cure many kind of sickness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and other kind of herb also here that I plant for myself.
Okay. All right. Beside herbs, could you tell me about a little bit about your relationship with gardening, and when did you start, and why?
Well, actually, I really like gardening. It is very fun. Since I was very young, I like gardening, and also maybe I can tell a little bit issue here in Kalimantan. You know, like we have a bit land, the soil here is quite different with soil in another place. Pitland is very special because the characteristic of the soil is very different with the soil that we used to have. And it's very acid as well because it's from organic material, so it's very hard to make a pitland for plantations, especially for garden. Because it's very special, and then it's only for like a pitland ecosystem. But right now we are facing because many people, the populations in Kalimantan grow, and then they change the land into plantations. However, the technique that they use is not very sustainable. they burn the lands, and that's why we experience forest fire for 23 years. So all my life I experienced what it feels to inhale heat and see the fires burn our lands. So that's why it also like a turning point of my life, and I make me wanted to learn more about sustainable farming in Kalimantan, and also the indigenous kind of farming, because our elders, our ancestors are farmer, but they can do the farmer in a very sustainable way. That's something that unique. I mean, they could they can use the feed lands in the best way, and then the method that they use is very sustainable also. That's something that I wanted to learn. So that's why since 2 years I have been learning about farming practices here, permacultures, Daya farming, like that. I'm still newbie. Yeah, you know, like permaculture is like a design of farming where you have to really connect to where you are. So, I mean, you have to connect with the soil, you have to connect with the concept of farming here in Central Kalimantan is really permaculture. Like the concept is the best concept is very similar with permaculture, although that we don't have the terms of permaculture, but we are already practicing it.
How is your farm now?
The main concept of permaculture is like the rich ecosystem, so not only herb, I have trees also, I have durian, I have rambutan, I have sawo, a sawo tree, mango tree, and I have banana also, and vegetable, and flowers also.
Okay, for beginners, what I prepare?
Well, you have a very interesting questions. That's also what I'm looking for when I'm still learning about gardening. I wanted to start that. What is the first thing that I have to do? Do I just directly plant any kind of plants that I wanted to, or what? So what I learned is the first thing you have to do is is understand your soil. What type of your soil is that? Is your soil rich in organic matter, or is your soil poor, or your soil is sand? You have to really understand the characteristic of your soil, because the essentials, I mean the main priority when you do gardening is living soil. You have to make your soil rich so the plant can go very well there. When you understand your soil, you know that what kind of treatment that you have to give to your soil. Do you have to add more organic matter there, like wood chip or something, or you have to add fertilizer there, or just you can also use that. And after you prepare the soil, you can plant any kind of if for the beginner, I will suggest to plant any kind of bean. Bean is really good for the soil because it can improve the mineral in the soil. Improve the quality. Like any kind of beans is very good because it can add more nitrogen. For gardening, the essential nutrient is nitrogen, phosphor, and NPK, and phosphor. NPK is really good for the soil.
My soil is kind of like combined with the soil that you use to build a house. So what do you think?
If you have grass, you can cut it and then put it on top of your soil, because it's really good for it's protect your soil, the living inside the soil, the worm also, they really like it, so it will help the soil.
I see, grass.
Yeah, grass. Or kind of compost can put in your soil after you leave that. I mean, after you put all the organic and compost, you can leave your soil for 1 or 2 weeks. Yeah, to make it ready, and after that, you can plant anything there.
I
Because you can
see.
add flower. Yeah, I suggest to not plant like monoculture, like only plant one kind of varieties, like one kind of vegetable or flower. You can find different kinds of plants there. Yeah, anything. But for the beginner, it is good to start with beans first
Okay.
because it can help to improve the quality, the nutrients in the soil. Second, you can harvest it in 1 month. It makes you happy. And it's also easy to grow. Yeah. Because as a beginner, when the thing is, when you fail, like when you start with carrot or other kind of plant that required a lot of treatment, it will make you stop if you find out that it's not really give you a lot of crop or something to harvest. I mean, yeah, I think it's very tough to plant the things that are really easy to grow and can give you abundant harvest. Yeah.
I see. And what should I do for the next? What is the treatment?
You can plant others, but I suggest to not only plant one kind of vegetable, but you have to mix chili or tomato, and you also need to understand the characteristic of your plants. Like for example, chili and tomato, they really love sun, so it's best for them to if you put or you plant that in the area that get a lot of sun for like maybe 6 hours, sun, direct sun, yeah. And another kind of, yeah, most of the plant here in tropic area, they really love sun, so it's best if you have a direct sun. Yeah, so that's why the concept of permaculture is you really have to understand the location, the area where you wanted to start your gardening. Where is the location of the sun? Where is the best place that can get a pool of sun? Or is there any trees there? Because if you have trees, I suggest you to not cut that. Yeah, because some people start when they wanted to do gardening and they see, oh, there is a tree here. I have to cut it so I can get a lot of sun. I suggest you to not to do that because tree also play important role to protect your gardens, your ecosystem there. So you have to maybe think more like the vegetable or the plant that you wanted to grow. Like you can find plants that grow that best grow in shade. Like for example, I don't know what is the name of peanut. Peanut really love plants. For bumbu parsley. Parsley, is my pronunciation correct for the soup?
Oh, yeah, parsley, yeah.
Yeah. That ones grow very well in shade. I mean, they only need like morning sun for 1 or 2 hours. So that's the thing. You can imagine, yeah, if you have a garden and then you have in this area, in the middle of the area is it will get 100% sun, full sun, like for 8 hours. You can plant there like chili, tomato, carrot, a lot, and other kind of plant that really love sun. And if you have another site that grow something like there is a tree there, and then in the bottom of the tree, you can also use the area to plant kind of vegetable that not really love full sun, like parsley, yeah, like that. So that's
I
why after seeing a
see.
minute, you can have a various kind of vegetable.
I see. So we can control our plants based on the need of sun, yeah.
Yeah, and also don't forget about the biodiversity. You have to attract insects, right, to pollinize your, especially if you have a kind of vegetable like a cucumber, they need butterfly, they need bee to
So how
pollinize the
important?
flower. So that's why you also have to plant flower there. Yes, first it will make it beautiful. Yeah, you will have a beautiful flower. And after that, it will help attract the pollen for the bees and also butterflies to your garden to help you pollinize the vegetable. And don't forget, you need to think about the fertilizers. Yeah. And you have to learn how to make a compost. Actually, it's very easy though. I make my own compost at home and it's very well.
Yeah,
Very
how
good.
to make that?
If you have like a fallen leaf, like leaf or grass, you just need to cup 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 and then put that in the bin. And then if you don't have, just put it in soil and then just add the greens and the yellow, sorry, greens and yeah, green is yellow material, like green is like grass or something like that. Or you could also add manure that, yeah, like make a layer like the greens, the gray, the greens, the gray, the greens, the gray, like that. It's very easy. And after 2 months, you will have a good, ready compost for your garden.
Okay. Is that all to make a
Yeah,
compost? You just need
it's
leaves?
great. Yeah, you need leaves. If you have manure, it's also good because it give you nitrogen for your soil. And you just like that, make a layer, and then maybe you one in 1 week you have to turn it, and after 2 months you can use that. That is easy and simple.
I see. I sometimes I saw people use fertilizer like in a pink color. I don't know what's that.
Yeah, that's NPK. That's urea. We call it urea. Yeah, because like I say, there are three main nutrients for the soil is nitrogen, phosphorus, and kalium, and
Yes.
then it's yeah, that's why in the market they sell it. They have a chemical fertilizer. They call it urea. Yeah, the
I
pink
see.
one, green, yellow. Sorry, green, blue one. The small one, right?
So is
Yeah,
it
that's why.
to
Yeah.
use the chemical fertilizer?
Yeah, actually, because I'm from chemist also, it's not really bad. I mean, if you use it for one time or two times, but the thing is, people like to use it for overdue the overdue use. You know, like they keep put a lot, keep adding the fertilizer against and against the soil, and actually, it will make like when you're eating, right? If you keep eating one thing for the same time, for example, bakso or meatball for 1 week or 1 month, you will you don't want that anymore, right?
Yeah,
You
I
get
see.
yeah, it will make you crazy
Fine.
if you just eat that for one time, yeah, just like that for the soil also. Not really good for the soil and organism that living in the soil.
I see. So we need to combine the fertilizer and the compost, the
Yeah,
organic.
I think it's better if you wanted to use compost. I think it's I suggest you to use compost, but if you wanted to use chemical, yeah, it's okay, but don't use it too much and don't only use that. I mean, yeah,
Okay, we can mix them though. Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't suggest that. My teacher gonna mad at me if I suggest this. I suggest you
Really?
to use organic compost. It's better for your soil.
Oh, we cannot combine them?
I think you can because some of the farmers in
Okay.
and Indonesia, so combine that, like they cannot 100% depends on the organic. Sometimes they add the chemical also, but I suggest you it's better to use organic compost for your soil.
I see. All right. So how many times a month do I have to like do it every? Give the compost every how many times?
Not really like every month, but maybe you can add this like once month or one time in 1 month. But actually, when the first time you start gardening, you have to put a lot of compost, a lot of organic material on your soil, because like a baby, your soil is still a baby, and then it needs a lot of nutrients for them to grow to grow well. And that way, after that, you don't have to put a lot, only one time in 1 month. Yeah, like that.
Mm-hmm. You still need to water them, right?
Yeah, water is like, actually, like my teacher told me, plants can grow by itself, but to make it grow better, taller, and healthier, you have to put some effort. You have to give water, the sun, and also the food, the nutrients, the compost, the fertilizer for the soil.
Fertilizer, the organic one, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, my God. I learned a lot today from you. I know I've been choosing the right one to discuss, and it's about farming. You, Shu.
Yeah. Everything starts when you do that. Not only learn, not only read in the book or watch in the YouTube, but you have to practice that, and you learn a lot when you do that.
Okay, so could you tell us what have you got from farming?
Happiness. Like during this pandemic situation, actually, the first month was very stressful for me. You know, like, oh my God, my emotions, my mental was, in the bad situation. Mm-hmm. But then when I do gardening, all my focus was on my plants, my garden. And when I see that my little beans grow or my little vegetable grow, it makes me happy. Like a mother see their children growing up and have a beautiful flowers. That makes you happy, yeah.
Amazing. And especially when you got the result. Far, what do you get? Like, have you got the beans and the tomatoes? And
yeah, I already make a soup. Yeah,
yeah.
Very different. The feeling when you eat your own vegetable is different.
Uh-huh.
It makes you happy. And the thing also, when you do organic farming on your garden, you also realize that you help to protect the environment. Like, when you add, like, yeah, you become like, oh my God, I protect the ecosystem by doing this. I help the biodiversity, because I'm not cut any trees, I don't add more chemical on my soil, and I help the beans, the bees and the butterfly can have food because of my garden. Yeah, that makes you happy. Sometimes birds also come to my garden to eat the fruit that I forget to harvest. Yeah, it makes you happy.
I'm so happy that you are joining us right now. I mean, I'm excited to start my own farming.
Yeah, you have to practice that. You have to do that.
Yeah, I see. All right. Thank you so much, Shu.
Thank you, Nuru.
Yeah. We'll catch up another time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me here. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Practice your English, because it's okay to make mistakes, but not self-doubt.